and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. My name is Paul Kramer and I am your host. Thank you, Bruce Buffer, for the introduction. And welcome back to another week. It is progressing very quickly, the year that is. And the news is starting to dry out a little bit. However, we still have a few more articles to bring to you every week on the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed. And of course, we talk about the episode of events happening around the world in this podcast. And let's get into the Mass Timber Construction news around the world this week. And Timber Innovations Building a More Sustainable Future from creativedigital.org.au or createdigital.org.au suggests that timber may be one of the oldest and most common building materials and innovations for transforming the way that we work, and that they have said that wood densification and the compression methods improves the strength of timber, and so using low density material in a different way can create something new from something old. And what they're specifically talking about is composite reinforced timber, or timber that can be used with polymers or other reinforcing agents. And so there's some work that's being done at the moment through the Timber Future Timber Hub, which is headed up by Professor Keith Cruz at the University of Queensland School of Civil Engineering. And they are looking at a diversity of ranges of materials and how members perform under fire load, how hybrid timber fire load with thin walled section systems work. And the guys at UQ are doing an amazing job. So if you want to jump on and have a look at what the University of Queensland are doing in conjunction with a whole lot of researchers from all over Australia, please head to createdigital.org.au/4timber innovations in building, and you'll be able to see the latest there. And Denver's tallest mass timber building will break ground in July 2023 next year. Situated at the River North or Reno Arts District, the 12-story building named Return to Form will be located at 3495 Wincoop Street in Denver. And the development is looking impressive. If you want to have a look at the first conceptual images of the project, head to the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed and you'll be able to see the mock-up drawings on the website. And heading a little bit north from Denver to British Columbia to Kelowna International Airport, which will be transformed using mass timber structure in an eco-friendly way, providing a geo-exchange heating and cooling system with LED lighting, as well as the waffle roof signature, which will be cantilevered glue girders and plenty of windows to let the light in, so there's a great visual aesthetic. The two-story mass timber steel hybrid structure will be significantly increasing the number of departure lounges in the airport to improve connections to the aircraft gates. And the departure lounges will also provide room for security screening and food and eatery. The 4,500 square foot roof structure will be built from prefabricated CLT panels to reduce on-site construction time. They will span 20 meters over steel columns extended into the main floor system. Using these panels, they could construct the building 25% in a more efficient way with 90% less waste and construction traffic site problems than a traditional build. So there's more the more reason to be using mass timber in a unique way, and particularly around an airport. So that's it, folks. That's all we've got time for this week. That's what's making news around the world in mass timber construction land. Stay tuned, subscribe, listen to each episode as it comes out, and we look forward to bringing you more mass timber construction news from around the world next episode. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Have a great week. This is Paul Kramer signing off.